Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. We are finally back at Gillette Stadium. The team is home from London, back here in New England, now at the halfway point, going into the bye week. What do we see from the team right now as they're 5-3 halfway through the season?
I think they're ready to get rolling here. I think the bye comes at a good time in terms of getting some injuries going, but two-game win streak. You know, their next two games are at home. I think there's a chance here for them to really get rolling, get some momentum going, get those bad losses, those bad fourth quarter play, get that out of the way in the first half, a lot of travel as well, and move on.
Well, instead of recapping last week's game, let's kind of recap the first half of the season. What are some, let's start with the good things. What are some good things you've seen from the first half so far?
Well, I'm going to say my number one good element from the first half is one particular player, Rob Ninkovich, who has come into his own now in his fourth year in New England as a big play guy who can play all four downs. He's versatile, playing more of a D-line role this year than a linebacker, but he has made some key game-changing, game-deciding plays. Denver, Buffalo, some big ones, and certainly most recently last week against the Jets. He's becoming really one of the key figures in this defense. I mean, you got the Rock in the middle and Vince Wilfork. You got some young linebackers that are coming into their own. We know about the shaky play from the secondary, but Rob Ninkovich has become big play guy, reliable, dependable, versatile, and he's my number one positive takeaway from the first half.
Wow, that's a good one. I like that one a lot. I'm going to go with the offensive line, though. I think they've been something to watch ever since training camp, and they have been the most consistent as far as progression goes in protecting Brady. And I think that on Sunday night we saw a lot of that, especially with, you know, Logan Mankins being out, Donald Thomas stepping in. Huge performance from them. So they're the only part of the offense and the defense that I have seen consistent progression. So I'm going to go with the offensive line on that.
And without some key guys, I mean, I feel like among the best games they've had is when they've been undermanned, you know, without Mankins in Buffalo, and then certainly last week, and Dan Connolly leaves, barely plays against the Jets, so
right.
I think being able to mix and match, and without Matt Light, we should mention too, the, you know, guy who's been there for 10 years, he retires.
Right, so definitely doing well considering what they've been given so far this season.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's go with some bad things, maybe some things you're not so sure about at the halfway point.
Well, the number one bad from the first half, I think, is that Arizona loss. The more we see Arizona, they're on a four-game losing streak now. They scored 3 points on Monday Night Football, barely could run the ball. I think we're going to look back at that as a loss. How do they lose to that team? And the hope has to be that, well, it was a non-conference game. It doesn't end up factoring into tiebreakers if it comes down to that. But I think that Arizona loss, and just that's the specific one, but in general, the three losses that they had were games where, as we talked about over the last month, an inability to finish. I think there's a chance now, like I mentioned before, with the momentum, they can find a way to finish. But that Arizona loss, a home opener, you know, they have such a huge win in week one, that Arizona loss might come back to haunt them. I think that was my number one bad element from the half.
Right. Well, my number one bad element isn't so bad, but it's just the inconsistency between Tom Brady and Brandon Lloyd. Now, on Sunday against the Rams, Brandon Lloyd had a phenomenal game with 2 touchdowns. But the week before that, you know, against the Jets, not his best game, and I don't think it was all Brandon Lloyd. I think a lot of it was Brady. You know, out of 3 out of 5 passes, they were overthrown, completely overthrown, but the 2 incompletes that Lloyd had were awful drops,
yeah.
You know. So I think that just the inconsistency of a decent game the week before, a phenomenal game last week, it just, I'm not that confident in what the next week will bring. So I think that there's still some chemistry issues to work on there, but definitely not any horribly bad signs for either one of them. They're just working through it.
And the offense is number one ranked in the NFL, so it's good to keep that in perspective that even though it hasn't been perfect for that element or a lot of other elements week in, week out, they are still number one. They could be in a lot worse shape.
Right, absolutely. Well, those are just our thoughts on this That's a Wrap segment. Plenty more to come now that we're back in Foxborough. That's going to do it for now in this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.